podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
So it's all for play for still?
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
Hello, Aston Villa fans, and welcome to For the Love of Paul McGrath podcast for the post-match review of Manchester United 4, Aston Villa 2. But I don't think the scoreline really kind of tells the tale of two halves that game was, or the tale of, I suppose, the haves and the have-nots, more so than the tale of two halves. Yeah, that's a frustrating one. I know looking at the comments there that a lot of people are very frustrated about that game. And I think we're dead right to be frustrated about it, because we were there. When would Aston Villa ever get the chance to beat Manchester United twice in the space of a week? Again, probably it will probably be years before that opportunity ever happens again. But it was there for the taking. We were 2-1 up, yes, due to an own goal. But first half panned out pretty okay. But there was always this specter throughout the whole game that there was a weak link with that Aston Villa team. I personally thought there was two weak links, and one that I know people won't like me for saying. Obviously, look, the goalkeeper couldn't sort out his feet for the whole game. His passing was erratic and made one good save, all right, I must say. But passing was erratic throughout, never looked really comfortable with the ball at his feet at all. And it really undid us. At the end, obviously, that third goal was as a direct result of that. It was just a really, really strange pass. It was like 8 yards to the left of him and about 15 yards past him. It didn't have the right weight. It didn't have the right accuracy. And it went straight to Garnacho, who squares that ball. And then, like everything else, who's the guy who's there to try and make up for it, that throws himself at the ball and it goes in off him, is Tyrone Mings. Not blaming Tyrone Mings for that goal, of course. It was 100% on Robert Olsen, that goal. And a lot of the breakdown in our attacks or the nervousness that came at times came from the inability of our goalkeeper to be able to play with the ball at his feet. I'm going to bring Paddy on as well here, guys. Paddy has just joined me. Paddy, Aston Villa exit in the League Cup again. At the hands of Manchester United, and I think this one, we look back at it and we go, yeah. But look, as we said beforehand, we're not going to get too high or too low about this, but it's okay. No. To be frustrated. You know, it's okay to be frustrated. I think one thing I will say is that Unai Emery can coach a team. I think that's what I got from this game, that he can certainly coach a team, and he can coach a team even when he goes out and changes his full back four, makes changes in midfield, and starts a completely different striker up front. And I thought that was interesting, because we played some good ball at times today in this game.
And let's face it, we're facing top quality opposition who also have a top quality manager who can change their team. Obviously rose to the occasion. The first half is absolutely dire. I think when we look back on this game at the end of the season, we'll look at Robin Olsen wasn't up to it, and Augustinsson wasn't up to it. Kamara isn't fully fit. There's a few little things you can say, you know, that were wrong, but we were poor. There's no excuse. Imagine getting ahead of the game and conceding that quickly. That was really, really poor.
That was poor, and I think that. Yeah, I just never felt comfortable at all with Callum Chambers beside Ezri Konsa. And then when Tyrone Mings came on, I just thought that Chambers, yes, he made that one good challenge on Garnacho in the box, but he kind of turns like a tanker. Or he did tonight. I didn't see that from him last season, is what I'm getting. I didn't see that from him last season.
It's his first game in a very long time as well.
That's exactly it.
And he played most of the game on the left hand side, which is not his natural side either. So. I wasn't too pissed off at him, now, to be honest. The whole thing was out of kilter. It was out of balance. As I say, him playing off the left, the ball went to Mings. I said it to you after the weekend. The ball went to Mings 99 times out of 100, because Konsa doesn't have the footwork. I think Konsa will be bombed out once January comes. It'll be Mings and a good footballer in there on the right side of that defence. Look, there's very little we can say. I said, you know, that I wasn't too pushed or wasn't going to get annoyed over this. I'm annoyed at a few things. petty things mainly, but it's just unfortunate. I said that when it happened, he just made two great saves, Olsen. Well, one great save and one that he should save. And then he makes that schoolboy error of just not clearing the lines. A team like Man United is going to punish you when you're that poor. And unfortunately, his footwork isn't up to that level.
Yeah. Look, as I say, we're not going to get too high or too low on this. Like, you know, and it's okay if you want to get as high or as low on it with this game as you want. That's absolutely fine. I personally don't know if Konsa or Chambers will stick around with this squad, but the two of them working as a tandem today was iffy. I think one made the other one look poor. And look, I'm not saying that Chambers was awful or anything. I completely understand it was his first game back. I just didn't see him turning in that arc today. Throughout the course of the game today, he turned it around about, and it's just something I haven't seen from him, and it clouded my vision of him. I'm 100% okay in saying that. But look, as I say, we'll move on in towards midfield as well. I thought, you know, you could see that Kamara was getting back up to the speed of things. That their midfield, I thought, was sharp at times today, specifically in the second half. It was really sharp. They were doing what we did to them last week. There was runners beyond the ball, and they were picking up spaces. Garnacho came in off his wing an awful lot. I thought that he enjoyed playing against Ashley Young, and he enjoyed playing against Matty Cash as well. And I thought down our right-hand side, we were susceptible a bit as well tonight. But look, as I say, Man United are not a bad team. We're away from home. I would have expected them to have the lion's share, but I wouldn't have expected us to have had that soft underbelly, because we didn't have it last week, Paddy, or at the weekend. We just didn't have it. And as I say, it's, you know, big game on TV, in the League Cup, opportunity to go far, and you know, we get up, and the second half we were doing all the running early on, and then, you know, the rug was kind of pulled out from underneath us as well. But look, as I say, these things happen. Talk to me, Paddy, about John McGinn.
Not a whole pile to say. The game kind of passed him by, I felt. Dropped a bit deeper as the game went on, especially after we went ahead. But, you know, there wasn't much there from him tonight. Who knows what that system is in that final third? Is it a 4-2-2-2? I don't know. I honestly, I'm at a loss to what it is. And, you know, as time goes on, we'll get used to a system. Whether it's going to suit John McGinn is another story. And with Douglas Luiz suspended now on Sunday, we might see him fill in beside Kamara, but I hope it's Dendonker that comes back into that position.
Oh, because 100% be Dendonker. Yeah. Million percent. Look, if it's not Dendonker, Paddy, I'll marry you.
I've been no thanks. I've been dreading this day for a long time. But
I thought you were going to say you've been dreading me proposing to you.
No, I've been dreading this day for a long time, but I think we're seeing the end of John McGinn. And, you know, he's a hero of mine. He'll always be a hero of mine. But I think this system will completely pass him by, and we'll see him shipped out eventually.
Okay, and you may very well be right, but I'm going to play devil's advocate here as well. Only 2 weeks ago, we were saying, and the whole of the world footballing fraternity was saying, these players are going to need time. These players are going to need time to fit in. And so far, we're getting rid of Konsa, Chambers, Hudson, McGinn. I'm not having a go at you. Sorry, go
ahead. I'm just telling it like I see it. You know, I don't think McGinn has the energy to play in either of those roles. I don't think he'll get the opportunity to play in that six, those two sixes. I don't know where he's going to fit in. I completely believe that Konsa hasn't got the footwork or the passing range to play within this system.
And so we've said that from the outset, really, since every game.
That's my observation. That was my observation on Sunday after the game, when I told you everything went through Mings because Konsa isn't trusted. And it was blatantly obvious tonight that his footwork isn't there. Kit Chambers was mediocre on the wrong side of that too than he would normally be. But
Jesus, I'm just looking at the Rashford's goal in 67 minutes. Oh my God, where the hell is Chambers for that ball over the top? I mean, like, he's back. Oh my good God. Sorry. I'd completely forgotten about
I've
that.
Even forgotten what it was like.
Oh, he's got his back turned to the man when the man hits the ball and he can't figure out where it is and the ball comes through to Rashford. Now, Mings does go on the ground, does go to ground, and Chambers does come back to try and get a tackle in, but the damage is done at that stage. And Augustinsson is nowhere to be seen. Yeah, that isn't the best defending from our back four at all. And I completely forgotten about that.
Let's not forget that Western Road is completely right here. Watkins had an opportunity to put us 3-1 up and the game was over. And immediately they went down and scored that third goal. End of story. So, what can you say? the equaliser, didn't they?
The equaliser. But Watkins had an opportunity when Bailey passed the ball to him just before they got their third goal as well. And he went to try and cut the ball back. And he just literally passed it to the goalkeeper, I think.
Yeah.
If he got out of the way. Yeah, look, this isn't the piling on the team. It's not. And this is going to take time. This is going to take time for Unai Emery. This is going to take time. And as I say, I am playing.
We went to Old Trafford and scored two goals and went ahead twice. What more can we ask for?
Stay ahead. So that you're going to get there. But
what we had on the pitch and the changes that we made, like I shared my bet with you in our WhatsApp group. I cashed out when we were 2-1 up. Yeah. I cashed out when we were 2-1 up because I knew we were never going to sustain that. So it's a pity. It is a pity, but if we'd have played the team we played at the weekend, I have no doubt we'd have steamrolled Man United tonight. But that would have been at the expense of Sunday. And Sunday is probably more important because you always felt there was going to be a decision that knocked you out of this game. So, look, we've just got to take it now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to keep on saying it. I'm going to keep coming back to it in this game. This is a game that has come 4 days after we've played the same opposition and we're still learning tactics. I wouldn't be surprised if this team had two hard outings and that this was going to be a game that they were going to commit to and use and say, we want to win this, but you're going to have to put in the hard yards on the training field. It's not like United who, in a four-day turnaround, who could go, okay, we know we're getting the grips or we're further down the line with Ten Hag's tactics than we would have been with Emery's tactics, you know? So there's a lot of behind the scenes kind of, not excuses, but reasons and context. You know, there's a difference. I got into a Twitter spat and DMs with a guy recently. I don't even notice he watched the podcast, but I was making contextual reasons as to why something would happen. You know, it was just reasoned out. I wasn't trying to convince anyone. I was saying we have to bear in mind this or whatever. He's like, oh, you're making excuses. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm just saying something that is most likely has happened. And it's not an excuse. We've still lost. You know, what more can we do? It was actually over a Steven Gerrard thing. But it was, as I say, it wasn't even anything massive. It was just a small thing. But no, these contextual things, they do occur. Yes, they might occur. They may be for right or for wrong. But I'm pretty sure that Unai Emery knows how to run a week's training session better than I do. So I wouldn't question that. I wanted to run him hard this week.
And it is unfortunate. It is unfortunate that he's come in. The work permit took longer than expected. He got 3 days against Man United. Did a great job. The turnaround was just too quick. And now he's got to do a recovery session tomorrow and then work on tactics for Sunday. So it's a tough old slog. The players, most of them will probably get a couple of weeks off, I would imagine, after that, before we come back to what will be a very important 4 weeks or so of a pre-season. Couple of games lined up, I hear, during the World Cup. So we're going into strange times. We just have to stick with the project now and stick behind the team. He's learned a lot of lessons tonight. He's learned who he can trust. There's two or three players that we won't see too often tonight. And somebody has just put that in there.
Yeah.
Had any thoughts on Ings tonight? Absolutely. When it's down, it's down. He wasn't. I think only Donny van der Beek had less touches than him in the first half. He just couldn't get into the game at all. As he dropped deeper, actually Watkins got into the game a bit better. But look, those two have never worked together. I've always preferred him as that striker. And look, Watkins has got a new lease of life here. I know a couple of decision making things there during the game, but great finish for the goal. Absolutely. How many times have we said just dink it over the goalkeeper? Does it tonight. Yeah. So hopefully this will bring a new confidence to Ollie Watkins, because we've seen a poor version of himself for so long now, and I'd actually given up on him. So, you know, I can be fickle if I like to and say that Ollie Watkins is playing playing better than he was. He's not playing particularly well, but he's playing better than he was.
Do you know what? Here's a brilliant comment, and I think this actually sums up exactly how I'm feeling at the moment. Yes, we didn't win tonight, but we are so much more competitive under Unai, and it's only two games. And that's what I want to see, you know? We went to Old Trafford today, and yes, we soaked up pressure at times. And yes, we had our second-string defence and our second-string goalkeeper out there. Lest you forget. And we're talking about, look, the churn on the end and the bottom of this roster. When I say the bottom of this roster, I mean the second team to come in. That is going to happen under a new manager regardless. So when we were talking about these guys, it wouldn't be any surprise to see some of these guys move on. They may not move on in January. I don't think it's going to be that soon. But as I say, if you are to get better, it's churning the second string. Yeah. Second string is where you get. And look, we'll draw a line under it. But as Ian says there, we are so much more competitive under Unai Emery. We attacked them at times. Bailey came in. I thought he'd won brilliant run where he passed that ball to Watkins. And Bailey's looking like he's enjoying his game. When Dia came on, I thought he was a bit anonymous today, but I'm not going to criticize him at all for anything like that. As I say, look, you're in Old Trafford. You're 4 days after playing a game whereby the serotonin levels are through the roof. And then you've come in and you have to go away and play a team away who are waiting in the long grass, who have the cut feeling from previously, from 4 days previous. And look, it's not nice to lose 4-2, but I had actually planned on going live and doing a watch along for the penalties. And so I'm going to take responsibility. It's my fault. I threw out that. I said to my better half, I goes, oh, I'm going to go live. I'm going to do a watch along for the penalties. I think it'll be great. And then no sooner had I said that, then Fernandez is putting the ball in the back of the net for 3-2. So I take it. Look, sell me in January. I need to be sold in January. I need to be better than that. You know, Matt, thank you so much, Matt Hanlon. I really appreciate that. Jesus, thank you so much, man. Points from the pint glasses. For the love of pomegranate pint glasses. Really appreciate that, Matt, man. Thank you very much. One other thing I want to say as well is that I think I just did say it. We were talking about being competitive, but we kind of went with the 4-2-2-2 thing again today, from what I could see. At least we started off with it. And you know, look, we've been critical, we've been talking about Mings and McGinn there, and we think his time might have been out there. I don't care who you are as a footballer. It's probably difficult to play in that formation, specifically if you're McGinn, and everyone says, oh, he plays well there for Scotland. I'm going to caution it again and say, give this time. People will learn this at different levels. Yes, maybe we take him out of the team, we let him learn it. Maybe he isn't the first substitute that comes on. Whereas Sanson, I've seen it in the comments, 100% agree there. We're 7 days into Unai Emery being our manager. 7 days in. These guys will take time to learn. A 4-2 loss in the cup to Manchester United, 4 goals that we probably could say 3 of them were our own doing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of positives to take that I think that you could take from tonight, and I think a good manager is able to point out the positives in a loss as well as they are able to point out the positives in a win. And I think sometimes the Steven Gerrard was looking for positives when they weren't there, and more so for himself. But I think that Unai Emery can sit down and talk about 10-minute bursts that we had in this game and actually be able to have a folder of clips with things that the team did well today. And look, once again, as I say, there was no synergy in that team for times as well, because they haven't played together in donkeys. Like, that back four hasn't played together ever, have they? Anyone? And AVFC Stato over here, have they ever played together?
No. Augustinsson has only played a couple of games, so... Yeah,
there you go. Never played together. So
I'm probably being very unfair on him by saying he's not good enough. The guy came in from the cold to play the game, as did Chambers, as did a couple of others. Look, Olsen, you know, we have to take that into consideration. They're not competing at this level on a week in basis, and it was showing up tonight, unfortunately.
Yeah, absolutely.
We saw a pretty rubbish Ashley Young turned into a world-class Ashley Young after a run of games. So, you know, that just proves the point when he was poor for a few games and then all of a sudden he turns into, you know, Roberto Carlos.
In a 55-man provisional squad for a camp for Gareth Southgate at 37 years of age. And yes, every time I see that, I can feel more egg dripping off my face. And I haven't been saying that, but I actually do believe that John McGinn will grow into this tactic. I just don't believe they've found a house for him yet. Like, they've played him up top almost in the two times that he's played. And, you know, it's very difficult to just turn it on and to change after 4 years of playing in a more withdrawn role. Yes, he does it for Scotland, and I know that people would say that. The levels are different. International football is different, and it's difficult. The Premier League is way more difficult than that. And look, I'm okay to get, like, not writing off anyone here at all. As I say, it's difficult when you come in that and the team hasn't played together. I know Neymar, he was upfront and honest before the game. He said, I want to see what these guys have. Brilliant. And he nearly got a bloody result. That's the thing about it. Nearly got a result. And we looked like we were making the running. We came out in the second half. We looked like we were making the running up until that 19 seconds. 19 seconds after we scored, we conceded. And yes, we got that own goal again. But that 19 seconds is a critical thing. It's happened to us. That's the fourth time, I think, this season it's happened to us. Where we've conceded just after scoring. That's something that... There's something in that. It has to be. It's not coincidental at this stage.
Well, it's definitely something that needs to be worked on. We've spoken about it a number of times. It's that few minutes after you score where you tighten up shop, where you let them throw everything at you and you just park the bus. To figure a speech, park the bus, not literally park the bus like Jose Mourinho style, but you know, you've got that few minutes to calm down and just settle down the pace again. We saw Ollie Watkins go down at one stage where Man United were completely in the ascendancy and he went down injured. There was nothing wrong with him. It was just to take the sting out of them. Look, I'm not too down. I'm a little bit pissed off at a few things. I'm not too down. I'd like to talk about Leon Bailey. I thought he looked very energetic when he came on. And then again, an act of petulance nearly left him with a red card. With VAR there, he sent off. Because he was booked, he can't be sent off retrospectively because he's been booked for the challenge anyway. I thought the referee bottled it, not sending off Harry Maguire at the end.
Yeah.
You know, all of these things just sum up Man United for you. They'll get the rub of the green. Donny van der Beek flew into a challenge after a few minutes, completely overlooked by the referee. Just shambles. So they're always going to get them decisions. I thought Sky Sports coverage of the game today was absolutely disgraceful. They must be running out of smoke to blow up the arse of these fucking six teams. They must be. I don't know what the fuck. Like, even Dion Dublin. I can't even fucking listen to Dion Dublin. How many games did he play for Man United? Like three? And he's nearly talking like he's one of them. You know, it's pitiful. It really is. But anyway, there you go. That's my little rant out of the way for tonight. But other than that, you know, I'm not too down about it. Sunday is much more important. And if we get 3 points on Sunday, I'll be very happy.
Yeah. To the couple of people who... No, I won't even go in there. No, I won't. Fuck it. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. It's fine. Anyway... Yeah, that's going to do it, guys. There's 305 people watching. That's brilliant. Thank you so much, guys. Thumbs up, subscriptions. If you haven't subscribed already, as you say, it's just a little vanity project for us at the moment to try and get to 5K before the end of the year. And we would love your help in doing so. Look, as I say, we won't get too high. We won't get too low. To rob that famous phrase from Dean Smith, and I think it's one that is very well thought out and a very poignant phrase indeed. It's a good way to live your life. Don't get too high and don't get too low in certain situations. But as I say, look, tonight is one of those nights that we look back at in frustration more than anything else. We're 7 days into the Unai Emery I was going to say experiment era is what I'm going to call it, because it's certainly not an experiment, not a man of his experience. We've scored And we've started scoring goals again. Yes, we have conceded a few tonight, but as I say, with a brand new back four. So look, we will take positives for this. I will take positives from it anyway. There are some people that would like to have this game back, I'm sure, as well. But look, as I say, the league is a long league. This is only the League Cup. It would have been nice to win a cup, but Brighton on Sunday, all full steam ahead for that. I'm sure we will see a certain man come back into goals, and I'm sure that we will see further changes in that team as well at the weekend. So thank you so much to everybody for watching and for listening. As always, I really appreciate it. Stay safe. It's not one of these. I'm just cranky because my room is absolutely roasting at the moment, because there's been a dryer on for the last 3 hours, and I feel like I'm actually going to pass out. But yeah, listen, everybody, thanks so much.
Leave a positive, Anne O'Grady.
Exactly. The only way is up. Thanks so much, everybody. Really appreciate it. Stay safe, stay healthy. And all that's left to say is up the Villa.
Up the Villa.
Sports Social Podcast Network.